A word for you from Jonah chapter 4 verse 4. And the Lord said, "Do you do well to be angry?" What a gentle question to an ungentle prophet who was angry, displeased. It says exceedingly displeased and angry at both the people of Nineveh for having found forgiveness and at God for having forgiven them. And he has a death wish. He is suicidal for the second time. And soon after this, it'll be for the third time. You see, in disobedience and in going against God, when there's conflict between you and God, you'll find yourself depressed and there's an automatic death wish. People somehow wish to die and go to hell. They know it in the back of their minds, and yet they're not willing to change their character or to come to God, that He changes their nature through our Lord Jesus Christ, because we are this side of the cross. We have hope that Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And indeed, in God forgiving the people of Nineveh, He was looking to the cross as well, because only in Christ is there complete forgiveness. But Jonah receives this gentle prodding from God. That's what God is like. He speaks in that still, small voice. Even with the first sin of Adam and Eve, God simply asked, "Where are you?" And then He asks, "What happened?" He doesn't immediately attack them, as we would. And yet somehow that gentle prodding didn't cause the right reaction in Adam. He passed the buck and blamed Eve. And so with Jonah, he had that Adamic nature. He passed the buck in that he blamed God. For in verse 2 he said, "I knew you would do a thing like this. That's why I fled from you the first time and went to Tarshish. Because I knew that you are merciful, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love, and relenting from disaster. And I knew you might go and forgive these people. They are such a wicked bunch, they don't deserve to be forgiven." He was the ultimate racist. He hated this group of Gentiles because they had persecuted the people of God. And he was right. But in his being right, he was totally wrong, because he didn't have the nature of God. He wasn't on God's side even. Instead, he chose his own side and wished to die. And God asked the gentle question which should have prodded him to change his mind and to turn back to God in repentance, like the people of Nineveh.